The weather likely won't stop the 20th running of the Copper Basin 300 Sled Dog Race. The season's first big mid-distance event is scheduled to get underway tomorrow at Lake Louise. Temperatures along the race trail have been as cold as 50 below zero. Organizers met last night to talk about contingencies if things don't warm up. And race board president Marty Cardula says the event will go off in some form.
There's a possibility we may delay the race for an hour. And then there's that possibility we delay the race for a full day. At this point, all I can tell you is that we're planning to run this race.
Cardula says the Copper Basin 300 has only been canceled once in the last 19 years. In 1996, the race was halted during the first day when the temperature fell to 62 below zero. He says an expected warm-up keeps getting pushed back in the forecast, but that there's also concern about heavy snow when it arrives.
What if this system comes in and it just dumps 2 feet and starts snowing, you know, at the rate of 2 inches an hour? Well, we've got over a dozen people with machines ready to break, you know, so we can delay just to stay in front of the teams. And I think we're going to be in good shape.
Cardula says the Copper Valley has the best snow cover in 4 years, with anywhere from 20 inches to 5 feet along the trail. 30 teams are signed up to compete in the Copper Basin so far, with a few last-minute entries still possible. Defending and three-time race champion Alan Moore of Two Rivers is running, as is his wife, former Yukon Quest winner Allie Zirkel. Defending Iditarod and Quest champ Lance Mackey is also signed up. Missing from the roster is last year's fourth-place finisher Sigrid Ekron. The Norwegian musher was on her way to winning the 2008 race when she went on the wrong way at an intersection near the finish. Cardula says officials plan to better mark the tricky spot before mushers get there.
Try to keep our snow machines out of Moose Lake. That's what happened last year. Ended up dumping a machine, and what we didn't do was X off that. It's like a main highway. We had the stakes there showing the turn, but we didn't have the X's blocking off that main freeway.
Cardula says barring a similar disaster, trail breakers will be well ahead of the dog teams and have the intersection more clearly marked. The 300-mile trail loop along the Richardson, Glen, and Toke cutoff highways remains the same this year, but the start and finish of the race have been changed from Glen Allen to Lake Louise. The race purse is $18,000.